Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing? Carlos Tierney here. Just getting back to our Never Stop Believing podcast. Man, oh man, have you ever been to an event? An event that when you go to this event, you come back from this event just fired up. I had the opportunity to go down to Tampa, Florida, guys, over the weekend. Had the amazing opportunity to hear Dwayne and Lauren Spires just helping us with some of the business aspects of our growth plans that we have and trying to impact lives and change lives throughout our community. Man, if you guys have not heard or have not followed Dwayne Spires or Lauren Spires, check them out on Facebook. They have the Mass Success Team, and they are amazing at helping other people get to the very best place they possibly can get in life. And now I run a martial arts school, and I run a summer camp and after school, so I have a business that might not pertain to you, but the information that they give and the energy that they give can work in any business, any aspect of life that really will help you get to the next level. On day one, man, we talked about transformation, the transformation within myself, within you, and what we have to do to get us out of this one place of life that keeps us there, right? And it helps us get to the next level. It's a transformation that has to happen within yourself. And the first day, that's what we focused on. The second day, we focused on sales and how to do sales and marketing. Again, this is all just amazing business practices, guys. That was just awesome. On the third day, we focused on like YouTube marketing and different aspects of parent marketing and mindset training. It was phenomenal. It was great. I was fired up. I've been cooking since I got back, and it's only been 2 days. I can't wait to keep it going. Now, one of the things that I found, though, you guys probably go through this too, is when you go to these type of conferences, you go to these type of these things that just get you back, you get all energized, you get going, and then all of a sudden it kind of fizzles out. What makes it fizzle out? What is it that allows you to kind of let the fizzle happen? Why can't you just keep that same energy the whole time? And it's so funny because it brings me into our discussion today. Again, we're still talking about this Yes book, the Yes Attitude book by Jeff Gitmore. Guys, again, this is an amazing book. So if you got it, fantastic. I'm proud of you. Way to go to be an action taker and get out there and learn some more things to help you develop and become the very best that you can be. But it's funny because as I just talked about, you know, sometimes we go to these events and we get all this energy and we're so excited and we so are like pumped up and we go. And then all of a sudden it just phases out. It brings me into the next part of what I've read within the book here, guys, which is actually phenomenal because it just, I didn't plan this. It just kind of worked out this way, right? So Jeff talks about a quote from the great John Rowan, and it says, philosophy drives attitude. Attitude drives action. Action drives results. And results drives your lifestyle. Let me say that again. Philosophy drives your attitude. What is the philosophy of what it is I want to do? Then that puts me in the space of the attitude that I want to be in. Then your attitude drives your action. The action will drive the results. And the results will drive the lifestyle. Man. That's crazy, right? When you sit and you think about it, that's just, wow, when you break that down. So that's, if you don't like your lifestyle, look at your results. Talk about that. Yeah, think about it. If you don't like your lifestyle, look at your results. If you don't like your results, look at the actions you were taking to get those results. If you don't like the actions, you got to check your attitude. What is your attitude telling you? And if you don't like your attitude, then you got to look at your philosophy. You got to look at why you're doing it. So think, guys, just as, again, I'm telling you, I am so fired up. So fired up. But I can tell you, I've been fired up before. I can tell you that I've taken a lot of action. I can tell you my attitude has been one that has forced me to take action and become the very best and strive to be the very best that I can be. I can be honest with you. From my actions that I took from being fired up, I've had tremendous results. And I'll continue to tell you that from my results, it has changed my lifestyle and what I'm able to provide for my family and for the people that are close to me and my community and all the things that I want to be able to live within the lifestyle that I want to live. All those things come when I have this moment. But then I got to sit back and think about the times when it's not the lifestyle that I'm wanting to achieve. Well, why is that? Because I'm not getting the results that I wanted. Well, Carlos, why are you not getting the results? Because I'm not taking the action, right? I'll do it later. I don't think anyone's going to want that. I don't feel like doing that right now. Let me go see what's on Netflix. What's going on with what's that sports show that I watch there sometimes? First Take. Let me watch 2 hours of First Take instead of taking action on things that I should be actually doing. My attitude is kind of like, So when I have that attitude, my actions just kind of follows that attitude, right? So then when I have the attitude, my philosophy is just like, whatever. I don't feel like it's fine. I'm good where I'm at, right? That happens. It happens to the best of us. It happens to me. It happens to you. I'm sure there's times it's happened to other people. But the most successful, the most driven people, the ones that have their attitude in the right place, that really want to see their lives live the very best possible and to have as much impact on people's lives as they possibly can, that want to change people's lives as much as they possibly can, your attitude has to be one that reflects that at all times. So here's what's going to happen here, guys. I already know. I'm fired up. I'm jacked. I can't wait. I know you've been fired up and you've been jacked and you've been rocking and rolling. We're all going to keep each other accountable. We're going to keep this energy going, guys. I'm going to come in and I want you guys to check in, whether it be in the comment spots or sections or hit me on Facebook, you know, become my friend or, you know, and inbox me, whatever it is. We're going to keep each other accountable because think about it, man. Think about it. The more lives you're able to impact, the more lives you're able to change, those results are going to go at your philosophy because that's what you want to be able to do. That's what you do. That's who you are. And those results from that type of process, that type of attitude, that type of energy is going to produce you the lifestyle that you're supposed to have. All right, guys, once again, I want to thank you guys for joining me today. Our podcast is sponsored by Evo Gear, Evolution of Fighting Gear, Raymond Daniels, and the All-Stars. They went over and fought in Ireland over the weekend, and they were sponsored by NSB, our lifestyle brand, and they also are sponsored by Evo Gear, who's a sponsor of this podcast. We also want to thank our sponsor, Livia Fit. LiviaFit.com, amazing fitness specialist, mind, nutrition, everything. This woman is phenomenal. And actually, she's my wife too, so obviously she's amazing. But LiviaFit.com, guys, you want to check them out. You want to check out the Mass Success Team, Dwayne Spires and Lauren Spires. Check them out, guys. Again, they're not even sponsored, but I'm going to give them a shout out because they were crushing it this weekend, guys. Got me fired up on so many different levels. And I just want to throw them a shout out. So again, Dwayne and Lauren Spires and the Mass Success Team. Again, Evo Gear. Evo, Evolution Fighting Systems, Evolution Fighting Gear. And then don't forget about Livia Fit, my lovely wife. Sponsors this amazing, amazing podcast, guys. I want to thank you for joining me today. Have an amazing day, guys. Get out there, crush it. Remember, your philosophy drives your attitude. Your attitude drives your action. Your action drives your results. And the results you get from all of those things, guys, is going to change your lifestyle. Go get it. Love you. Talk to you soon. Peace. I'm out.